All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha Maariv today is only 1 minyan at 7:20 p.m. If you have yet to contribute to the Kol Nidre appeal, please visit ozny.org. Give generously. We have a lot of things planned for the coming year, and your support is absolutely critical. One quick idea which is shared by Rabbi Schlesinger, Rabbi Eliyahu Schlesinger, in his Sefer Elaheima Adai. I believe he is a rabbi in Gilo. He's the Rav Shchuna of Gilo. And his Sefer Elaheima Adai I always pull out around the Chagim because it's really quite a special Sefer. So he says, if you examine the Rosh Tevos, if you examine the abbreviations of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah, it makes what word? Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. Makes the word Aryeh. Makes the word lion. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. Makes the word lion. And he says that in a very simple but very powerful message, that when you, God forbid, you stumble into a lion on the street, right? There was a couple of weeks ago where there was some flooding in one of the Eastern European countries, and all the animals of the zoo escaped. So if for some reason, God forbid, you stumbled into a lion in the street, you would be incredibly fearful. You would tremble, you would be worried for your life, and that would perhaps provoke you into being more reflective, being honest with yourself. Whatever it would provoke you into, it would provoke you into some kind of reaction. Right? Stumbling upon a lion in the street would invoke that fear. That being said, there's another time, he says, Rabbi Schlesinger says, there's another time that we meet a lion that doesn't invoke any fear whatsoever. And he says that's in a zoo. Right? In a zoo, you meet a lion, and you think it's an amazing thing. You get to see a lion, you get up close, you get to see him hanging out, doing nothing, and sleeping, and it's not a big deal. He says, what's the difference between meeting a lion on the street and meeting a lion in the zoo? It's a very obvious difference, is that there's a wall between you and the lion. Right? In the zoo, there's a wall. There's a safeguard, there's a protection. He says there's two types of people who approach Elul. Right? The people who don't feel any fear, the people who don't tremble, the people who don't think more deeply about their lives, about the past year and the year to come. Right? Those people are walking through a zoo, he says. Right? Those people see Elul, see Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah. Right? They see the lion. They don't fear. It's a nice thing to see. It's a nice thing to reflect upon. If you can possibly remove the wall between yourself and the lion, then you have far greater opportunity to be reflective, far greater opportunity to have